and I've been speaking about ethics for in-house lawyers, particularly for 18 years now. And this is what's happened. I'll be on panels like this. There'll be four of us up here, and a question will come up, or we'll be presenting, and the other three panelists are saying, well, that's a difficult question. That's a complicated question. That's a kind of in a gray area, and there's a lot of factors you need to consider when you're answering that question. They're really big on multi-factor tests. And I'm sitting at the end of the table going, no, don't do it. Don't even think about it. And after about the third time that happened, I went to one of my colleagues and said, what do you mean gray area? Yeah, but that's a gray area. And he said, no, Jack, you don't understand. Next week or next month or next year, I'm going to get hired by somebody who did just that. And if I'm on tape somewhere saying you can't do it, I've given up one of my defenses because I'm going to argue to the disciplinary prosecutor that that is a gray area and it's not clear. And if I'm on tape saying you can't do it, then I've just given up a defense. So I always have to say it's a gray area. And then the light bulb, dim as it may be, went on over my head. I'm like, aha, that's the rub. Most of the speakers on ethics have what they call professional responsibility practices. They defend grievances. They defend malpractice actions. And when things get really sticky, they defend criminal actions against lawyers. So that's why they've got to push everything into a gray area. I don't do that. I'm a complex commercial litigator. I do breach of contract suits. I do oil and gas. I do construction. I do some intellectual property. But I don't defend grievances, and I don't defend malpractice actions. So that gives me a certain freedom when I'm speaking to – let me see if I'm doing this right. There we go. That gives me a certain freedom when I'm speaking to kind of give you a bright line and say, just stay north of this line and you'll be fine.